A tough new report concludes that the federal government's system for defending poor people in court needs to change. The study says judges who are supposed to be neutral arbiters too often are not. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
The report says defense lawyers for the poor who work in the federal court system need more resources to do their jobs. That means money, not just for themselves, but to pay for experts and investigators. Norman Reamer directs the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, which conducted the study.
Having good, fully resourced defense counsel with access to ancillary services is an absolute must in a society that is arresting 14 million people a year.
In an adversary system, lawyers for poor defendants say they need to operate on equal footing with prosecutors. But the study, the first of its kind in more than 20 years, says it's judges who exercise too much control over the process. Bonnie Hoffman, a deputy public defender in Virginia, led the task force.
There are some significant ways that we feel that the federal system is not measuring up, most importantly in the area of independence.
That's because judges are in charge. They have a role in selecting the defense lawyers for the poor clients who appear in court. They act as umpires during a plea hearing or trial. And then those same judges approve or reject the defense lawyer's fee requests. In many cases, the report says, judges cut fees without explanation, and there's no way to appeal. Jerry Morris is a longtime defense attorney in Texas.
It's just not a good situation to have the judge that you're appearing before have that much control over ultimately how you represent your client.
The report says there's no clear solution to that independence problem. But Morris says the courts have launched their own study of the system for representing poor defendants, and he says he hopes judges will take defense lawyers into account. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.